And good morning. This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU. This is our collaboration with Concentrate Media, and they're on the ground doing the hard work of embedding a reporter in our community to help tell the stories of Ypsilanti. And we're the media partner in that, which means I get to welcome some guests into the studio to chat about the things that they're covering in our community. And of course, our great partner in that is Brianna Kelly.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You took a trip down to Thompson Block, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. We're very excited about the activity over there. But just give us, again, the 30,000-foot view on what you're doing in our community and why you're doing it.
So as the project manager of On the Ground Ipsy, I'm living and working in Ypsilanti and seeking out stories that often don't have the chance to be told, and amplifying voices that sometimes might not have the chance to be heard. So we're really just looking for the stories about community building and inspiring people and things that are happening around town.
This week, you published a little early. The story's actually been out for a few days now, but it does deal specifically with actual building in the community.
Yes.
One that has been the focus of a lot of attention for literally decades, over 150 years almost at this point in our community. And what was your inspiration behind getting in the building? Tell us a little bit about the story and give us the introduction, and then you can bring the guest in.
Well, as you said, it's such an exciting development, so we definitely wanted to get a scoop on what the latest update is. So that's basically what my story focuses on. I talked to the partners of Three Mission, which is the real estate development company that's working on this project. And today we have Tyler Weston, Ipsy real estate guy, with us, who's been helping Three Mission bring this project to fruition.
Hey, Tyler, welcome.
Hello.
So you're the Ipsy real estate guy, so you know about projects like this Thompson Block building, huh?
Yeah. I've been involved in this project for roughly 5 years, and helped with the first group to get it quite a ways, and obviously had some setbacks, and was able to help pivot and find Three Mission as well as a new construction company, and align them with the city and the rest of the stakeholders and help them get to where they're at today.
What's the fundamental difference of this attempt at making a go of the development or the redevelopment of this building?
Yeah, actually, the previous group had really advanced the project really far in terms of working with the federal government, the state government, local government, the Brownfield redevelopment agencies, lenders, all those type of people. We actually got really, really far along the lines of that project, and then it didn't work out. But it wasn't due to lack of understanding or lack of ability. It was just things became difficult. So this new developer had to kind of reset, created a new development agency specifically in this project. But because the groundwork was already laid so well from the previous development company, it was pretty easy to pick up, relatively easy, I should say. Pick up where they left off and move forward with the project, as the state and all these other agencies were already familiar with the project and what was going on with it.
So you mentioned these other agencies. We've always just assumed, and we've always been told, that you can't just knock the thing into the hole in the ground and start from scratch, that there is some notion that the history of the building has to be preserved. Was that one of the major stumbling blocks moving forward in the past?
It's both its biggest value that it has four walls, and it's also its almost biggest frustration at times, right? You drive by a building that's just four walls, and you're thinking, we should just knock this down and put a parking lot there. Because it's federally designated historic site, you can't kind of just knock it down. That's not really an option. In addition, those four walls actually carry a tremendous amount of value in terms of tax incentives, both in the federal, state, and local level, as those agencies want to preserve our historic past. And those four walls are really the most substantial part of that historic past in this scenario. Like John Carlson and the partners of Three Mission will say for themselves, and like many of the people will say, it doesn't always make the most financial sense to do these things. It's very complicated. There's a lot of levels. But it is that passion for historic buildings and recovering something and putting that level of effort in that makes it worthwhile for them. Coupled with, the state providing incentives to allow these type of things to happen, that definitely helps a lot. But it's a million times easier just to build a new building. But that that love for the historic nature, that want to restore something, is really something that drives the three mission partners, as well as a lot of people I serve in general in Ypsilanti that are restoring historic homes, historic businesses downtown, and reoccupying those spaces.
So it's not about pure profit. This is about preserving history.
Yeah, it really is.
Brianna, had you been in the building before last week?
No, I hadn't.
So what was it like?
It was cool. It is pretty much just like an empty shell, yeah. You know, with the four walls, as Tyler mentioned. And I just went over there yesterday, and it's crazy to see the progress that has been made in just a week. So they've knocked down more of the facade on the second story there. And so you can definitely, it's such a visceral stages of progress that you can see over there.
And you mentioned you had a lot of traffic to the story. I think it's driven by the curiosity surrounding this project.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you went there, and I've driven by it a bunch of times, and you always kind of glance over to see what's going on mm-hmm. now. And for years, there'll be nothing, and then there'll be a flurry of activity like this. So I think our community really wants to know, you know, what's the plan? In the story, you kind of mentioned some timelines and deadlines and things like that, but what is the overarching goal with this? Is it going to be residential, business? I mean, is it a community center? Who's the prospect of who they think might live there, who might do business there? I mean, what's the idea behind what this will become?
So one great thing about Three Mission as a partnership that's taking this project on is they have a lot of experience doing similar projects in the past. This is a much bigger project than many of the things they've taken on. But they already have successful businesses, both in Ann Arbor, Traverse City, Royal Oak, all over the place. And they're doing more projects all the time in Grand Rapids and Detroit. And so they already have a kind of idea for what they want to do on the first floor. So MASH is one of the businesses they own that they're going to plug into part of the building. And they have some concepts they've talked about for the other half of the building. So the first floor, in this case, is going to be occupied by one of their companies. So similar to like Zingerman's family of businesses type, right?
Right, so they're not going to buy the building development and then lease it out to whomever might want to come in. They're actually developing it with their own business in mind.
Yes, which really is helpful. And that really helps to make the project much faster because you're not, like I did previously, I sought out businesses to occupy that space and got leases for them. In this case, they're just occupying their own space, moreover, which really accelerates the process and how you can do things quickly and more efficiently from a financing level. As far as you know, banks looking to secure notes,
and there's going to be lofts as well. Yep. What's the design mindset with these? Are they going to be kind of a modern theme tied into the historical architecture? What's the kind of the notion there?
Exactly that. Right. So you know, a lot of historic architecture there. They're going to be smaller units, like you know, loft style type units.
But a lot of exposed brick and steel beams and things.
They're
like
saving
that.
A lot of the brick that can't be used in the actual structure to put it in. You know, the design of the apartment.
And are you getting interest already? I mean, even though you're basically just four walls and a hole at this point, but I'm assuming you're already there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people I already have lined up that know that I'm involved with the project that would love to live up there and have told me multiple times. So I think we'll rent the units upstairs very quickly, and we're excited to have some people in that building.
That's going to be a gorgeous view of Depot Town from those lofts.
Yeah. Yeah, you're sitting right at the end of it there. You can oversee the whole thing down there. What's the customers they're trying to attract? Are they trying to bring Ann Arbor people into Ypsilanti? Are they trying to keep Ypsilanti people in Ypsilanti? What's the overarching goal there?
Well, first of all, they just seem really excited to be part of the Depot Town community. So I think that was really the big draw, the fact that they can get in this historic building in this historic neighborhood and become so ingrained in, you know, the culture of Depot Town. And then also they said there was a lot of interest from employees who already work at Three Mission businesses in Ann Arbor, like Grizzly Peak or MASH, who, as you said, are living in Ypsi and commuting to Ann Arbor every day. So they've been communicating with the bosses, essentially, that they want a project in Ypsi so they can live and work in the same community.
And so they're going to have existing people right up from the start, too. I guess as a developer, that's a great in that you know you have knowledgeable and successful employees that are already invested in your business that are just going to step into new roles with this new venture and maybe bring customers over, too, you know, with those relationships they already have.
Yeah.
Tyler, what's the timeline on this? I mean, when can we expect that the next article from Brianna about taking a tour of the lofts or the first time we're going to go sample whiskey together? When is that going to start happening?
Yeah, so the three mission partners, when we chatted last week, said about a year from now. Mm-hmm. I'd also say, too, like the construction company that they've hired, Kincaid Henry, is very successful. They actually did a similar project to this in Milan that they just wrapped up about 2 years ago, restoring a building similar size, and they really move swiftly down there. They really know what they're doing. They know how to work with the state very well, and this is something that's really in their wheelhouse, restoring buildings that require this much work, mm-hmm. but to do with integrity and safety and thoughtfulness, but also at a relatively quick pace. So the specific construction company just really knows what they're doing, and I feel really good about it. Even just when you're driving by the site and seeing the site today and mm-hmm. seeing progress, they're being very intentional about their work mm-hmm. in a very thoughtful process. So I would not be surprised that you will see some more work done this summer and really get things going quickly.
So maybe even a year from now, we could be having
toasting
a little
lunch.
Yeah, ideally it sounds like next spring or summer.
All right. Brianna, thank you so much. Tell us again, how do we find you and how do we find Concentrate Media?
www.concentratemedia.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/concentrateA2. We're also on Instagram.
And Tyler Weston, Ipsy Real Estate Guy, thanks for lending your insight here today.
My pleasure.
I'm Patrick Campion for 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.